Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Before you go on a cruise, check out these helpful tips. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is December 9th, 2013. And thanks for joining us today. We are beginning a three-day travel article that you can find on pages 18, 19, and 20 in your Advanced magazine, Anchors Away. We're setting sail with Naomi. Naomi has written a three-day article for us, providing some helpful tips and recommendations for any of you who are going on a cruise. And if you aren't going on a cruise, maybe after reading this, you will think about it, make some plans, because it's a great way to spend a vacation. Very different. I highly recommend that you at least do it at least once in your life. Go on a cruise. It is an experience that you will remember, and there's a lot of great things you can do when you are on a big ship, and that's what we're going to talk about. Joining me here in the studio, I've got two cruise veterans, Joanna Wirtz and Josh Mooney. Hi, cruise veterans.
Hello. Hello, Bill.
Great to have you. I was thinking about this before the program today. This might be our most experienced cruise panel ever here at Advanced. We've done some cruise articles before, but I was feeling really good heading into this because I was like, got a lot of experience here on this program, so should
happy
be
to be here.
Yeah. Josh, you've been on several cruises, yes?
Yes. As a child, I cruised to Mexico, and then most recently, just this past August, I went on a cruise in the Caribbean.
Yes, and your cruise was rather interesting.
Yeah. I'm happy to share.
Yeah.
It's still pretty fresh in our minds. It was all of my wife's family, so 16 of us together, and it was just a terrific 8-day, 7-night trip on the Disney ship.
Yeah, that's one way of cruising. A lot of times families will plan, like, get-togethers, reunions, and they'll go as a whole group, and that is one way of going on a cruise. Of course, probably the most frequent would be just couples going, maybe
right.
A husband and wife.
Honeymoons.
Honeymoons, younger couples or retired couples, and then maybe later with children. Maybe a family going. Or the other way is an individual. You have a lot of individuals going on cruises, a lot of single people. It's a great way for a single person to go on a cruise because there are so many activities.
Yes.
You can keep busy. Never know. You might meet that special person, right?
You're reminding me of a famous 70s and 80s TV show, The Love Boat.
Exciting and new.
It was about a cast of B-list celebrities. It'd be a new cast every week who would come on the ship, and they would all fall in love.
It's just something about that. Yeah. After that show, everybody wanted to go on a cruise.
Yes, they
figured,
did.
You know, their life was so boring. Let's just go on a cruise. And not only will you have fun, but you will find Prince Charming or Cinderella.
Our students can Google that show.
Yeah,
Love Boat.
Love
I'm sure
Boat.
There's
it
clips
is a classic.
Of it somewhere.
Well, if you do Google The Love Boat, click on images and check out the hair of some of those people. I mean, that is some classic hair that those people are wearing. Yeah. You just don't see hair like that anymore.
And they won't recognize the celebrities, but they were marginally famous back then.
Yeah.
I remember my mom watching it with me saying, oh, where's he been? And, oh, good, she's still alive. That's great. They were famous when she was younger.
And Josh said B-list celebrities. Explain B-list celebrity.
Well, those are people who, you know, may have had a starring role in a movie but then stopped acting or were on a TV show that got canceled.
Yeah.
They're just not, you know, the Tom Cruises and superstars of today. They are B-list.
Right. They had maybe moderate success at one point, but then kind of faded. You recognize their face. You probably can't remember their name.
Right.
Like, I know that guy. And so that's why we say B-list. and obviously not the top shelf people, not the big money people.
No.
So, all right. Well, somebody who definitely is A-list, Joanna Wirtz is here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi there, A-lister.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wish I had something to contribute, but the Love Boat was before my time. I've never seen a single episode.
You don't know what you've been missing.
I'm sure I don't.
But you have been on cruises. I want to know, did you find Prince Charming on one of those cruises?
Goodness, no. Sorry. I went on two, both in the same year, different cruise lines, but same general area of the Caribbean and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I went the summer I graduated from high school.
Okay.
One trip was with my class, my high school class, and the other was with my family.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun, both of them. High school class, oh my goodness.
We had some fun.
Yeah, you must have been wild and crazy.
Well, as wild and crazy as you can be.
Yeah,
we got into some trouble, but not much.
And both of those cruises sailed out of Houston?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a great example. You can go on cruises. They're setting sail from everywhere. And Josh's Disney cruise set sail from Florida.
Yep, Cape Canaveral.
And did you ever take a cruise out of L.A.?
Yes, I went to a Mexican cruise that left from the port of Long Beach.
Yeah. Okay, my cruise is one cruise I was on left from Miami, and then another one left San Juan, Puerto Rico, so through the Caribbean. Well, we're going to talk all about not only our cruises, but we're really going to get into Naomi's cruise and some of the things that she learned. So I hope this is instructional for all of you and maybe get the wheels turning as far as maybe a potential vacation for you. So turn to page 18, and we will split our reading up into two sections today.
Anchors away. A bit of planning can help you make the most of a vacation at sea. Although I'd always loved the ocean, I never envisioned myself taking a cruise. I thought they were exclusively for well-to-do retired couples. But now that I've crossed the Pacific Ocean on a ship, I have learned that anyone can enjoy life aboard. Booking your cruise. It does take time and money to try this kind of holiday, but keep in mind that there is a wide variety of options out there. Consider your potential destinations. Would you prefer a sojourn through the Caribbean islands? Would you prefer to see historical sites in Asia? Or do you see yourself on a European caper? Whatever journey you crave, there's probably a cruise heading that way. I signed up for a repositioning cruise. Many vessels cross the ocean a couple of times a year. For instance, the one I took spends the winter in Asia, but sails in North America during the summer. Since the ship needs to cross the ocean anyway, many companies offer great deals on these trips.
Anchors away! And that just that title, what does that mean, anchors away?
Well, it means we're setting sail. When a boat is docked, it's got this enormous anchor, and it keeps the ship in place. So if we're going to set sail, we're going to have to lift the anchor.
Yeah, okay, we're ready to go. A bit of planning can help you make the most of a vacation at sea. And how do we start our reading, Joe?
Well, we learned that although Naomi has always loved the ocean, she didn't really envision herself taking a cruise. It sounds like she maybe had some misconceptions about what cruises were like.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of surprising that she did love the ocean so much, but prior to this, she had not been on a cruise. So I know she loved going to the beach and enjoying time there and, of course, traveling, but I didn't realize she had not been on a cruise before this. So. And part of the reason she didn't envision or see herself taking a cruise, in the next sentence, she kind of explains why.
Yeah, she thought they were mostly for well-to-do retired couples. And you had mentioned elderly folks, senior citizens like to cruise, and they certainly do. And mm-hmm. she thought maybe that that was exclusively, meaning just for that segment of the population.
When you went on your cruises, were there many well-to-do retired couples?
Not that I really noticed. I went on two different lines. One was Carnival, which is kind of known for being more of a party ship.
Yeah.
And the other was Royal Caribbean, which is known for being a little bit more family-oriented. But I don't remember it being particularly populated with elderly people.
What about the Disney cruise?
Disney cruise did have a decent amount. It did. Yeah. I think the more popular destinations are some of places like Alaska and some of the European cruises where I think Celebrity and a couple of these lines, it'll almost be packed with elderly couples.
What's interesting, and listeners, you can do a little bit of research on this. For instance, maybe look on TripAdvisor or there's some other websites. And you can actually kind of pick the crowd that you want to be with on a cruise ship. And and like Josh says, it depends on the area that they're going to. Maybe a cruise through the Caribbean might be a younger crowd on a Carnival ship line. Whereas, that's right, a cruise up through Alaska, taking off from Seattle to Alaska, will be more of a retired group.
And retired people love it. They get to see the world. They don't have to make a lot of decisions. Everything is convenient. They don't have to drive.
Yeah.
It is a really convenient way for elderly folks to vacation.
Now, often they'll go on long cruises.
That's right.
Really long cruises. So, all right. But now that she had crossed the Pacific Ocean on a ship, Naomi has learned that anyone can enjoy life aboard. All right. First, we start off with booking your cruise.
Well, we learned that it does take time and money to try this kind of holiday. This is not a cheap little weekend trip that you're taking. If you want to try this, you're going to have to invest some money into it. But on the upside, there's a lot of variety out there. It's not just one or two cruises you have to choose from. You can pick pretty much anything you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, regarding cost, I think the cost is in line with any other vacation.
And there are variables of cost. Yeah. You can stay on an inside stateroom on a cruise ship that might be older, and it can be very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Or you could stay on a really nice ship and get a suite facing the ocean with a balcony, and it can be extremely expensive.
There are also websites that will actually break the price down day by day so you know how much you're actually paying out per day. And some of these cruises, you see, it costs $100, $150 per day. But if you think about another vacation not on a cruise where you pay for your own meals, your own hotel, your own touring and entertainment, transportation, if you're thinking about all that, it really comes out to almost the same.
Yeah, I have experienced that. And I spend just the same if I'm getting on a plane and flying to some city somewhere. Compared to being on a cruise, the cost is very comparable. Josh makes a great point. You have a wide range of options as far as a room, and that will greatly affect your cost. My experience is that, the nice room looking out with a balcony, looking at the ocean is great. However, my experience is I've always been so busy that an inside room is fine because I'm hardly ever in the room except to sleep.
Right. Yeah. And the rooms are so small that you just can't believe that they can even make furniture that tiny.
Right. The rooms are very small.
So you don't
They're so tiny.
It's not like a hotel room where you have, a little home away from home type experience. You're really just in there to sleep and go back out and enjoy the cruise.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So first thing we need to do is consider your potential destinations.
Yes. She asks there in line 10. Or 11, would you prefer a sojourn through the Caribbean islands? So a sojourn is a short trip or a stay at a place, especially while traveling. And the Caribbean islands are in the eastern part of off the coast of the United States and in the Atlantic Ocean, and they are beautiful. There's a whole series of them from the Caymans to a few others, St. Thomas. And whether you want to stay on the eastern side or the western side of the Caribbean, it's all beach resorts and beautiful.
Those are the cruises I took, and they would go down pretty much through a chain of islands and just stop at one island each day, set sail at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And then the next morning, we would arrive at a new island. And so you can go on a cruise for maybe a week and end up, I think we visited on one cruise, like 6 different islands. And it was interesting to see the different islands, and that's just one way of doing it. We kind of hopscotched through the Caribbean. Or would you prefer to see historical sites in Asia? Or
do you see yourself on a European caper? Caper or meaning adventure.
Okay. Have you ever been on a caper?
Many.
Yes.
Many, many capers in my
life
day.
Is a caper.
That's true.
Yeah. And now your capers, actually, they were like in the western part of the Caribbean, the Mexican capers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly, although we did go through the Florida Keys too.
So. Mm. Okay.
I have some family members that have done a European cruise through the Mediterranean, and they said it was just fantastic. They loved the historical stops. I think they flew into Rome and made it to the coast of Italy and then traveled through the Mediterranean Sea.
Wow, that sounds like a great European caper. And I know some of these cruises will spend 2 or 3 weeks going along the coasts of the different countries there in the Mediterranean. That would be a great way to see all of the different cultures there. And we say whatever journey you crave, there's probably a cruise heading that way. Crave.
Crave. You really want it. You really need it. It's just consuming you. I have a craving for pizza. I will not be happy until I have some pizza.
All right. I signed up, or Naomi signed up, for what?
Well, a really interesting cruise called a repositioning cruise. And this is when a ship, has been on one part of the world and then needs to get to another part to do cruises, say, in the Pacific Ocean. So they spend a long time at sea getting from one part of the world to the next. So these are longer cruises. And since they do have so many days at sea, they're often much less expensive than normal cruises.
And the ship that Naomi was on is the Volendam, is part of Holland America Cruise Lines, which is a subsidiary of Carnival. And actually, the base is Seattle, but it actually spends the winters in Asia and also Australia, and then heads back over to Seattle for the summers. Mm. And so that's why we say repositioning. It's repositioning its base every 6 months or so. Many vessels do cross the ocean a couple of times a year like this, and she goes on to say, describe this one as far as spending it the winters in Asia and then sailing to North America. And, you know, there's a benefit in this for the passengers, right?
Some people just want to be on a cruise, and they're not super picky about destinations. Maybe they already need to go to the other country for some reason, and they, you know, like a good deal.
That's right, and Naomi was leaving Asia and needed to move home to Canada, so it was a really fortuitous trip for her.
Well, I remember talking with her before she decided to do this, and she was going back to Canada, Eastern Canada, and she was debating whether to fly or take a cruise. And I was like, oh, man, you got to do the cruise. I said, you can fly anytime. I said, when are you going to have the time to do something like this? And the amount of money wasn't really that much different, what she was going to be spending as far as her airfare compared to this cruise. Yeah, it was a little bit more money, but my goodness. Think of your experience with flying versus spending maybe a week or 12 days on a cruise ship.
I would rather the cruise. If I had the time, I would choose it, hands down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is actually how Doris Brougham got to Asia as well.
She came the other way.
Yeah. But it wasn't a cruise ship.
No, she was on a cargo
right.
ship. It was the proverbial slow boat to China, which is what saying we have in English. And it took Doris about 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine being on a cargo ship for 2 months. But that was way back in the day. Now, so but today, with these cruise ships, since they do this, they have to cross the ocean, many companies offer great deals on these trips, and that's what Naomi took advantage of. So let's have our next reading.
Ready, set. Before you go, you'll want to make sure that you have your documents in order. You need your flight information, your passport, and a visa for any country that requires one. When you pack, consider the weather in each of your ports of call. On my trip, we made stops in warm and sunny Kobe and Vancouver, but also sailed into frigid temperatures in Hokkaido and Alaska. I wore short sleeves and a winter jacket in the same week. For life aboard, think about whether you'll want to use the gym or swimming pool. A dress code is often enforced in the dining room, so bring semi-formal clothing. We also had several formal nights when passengers dressed in gowns and tuxedos and the naval officers donned their dress whites.
All right, before I go, what do I want to do, Josh?
Well, she wants to make sure that you'll have your documents in order. So Naomi is reminding us that you are on international waters and going to be entering and exiting countries where you port, where the boat stops. So you're going to need all of your travel documents,
including your flight information. So what she did do is she did fly from Taipei to, I'm not sure if it was Tokyo or Osaka.
Kyoto.
Somewhere in Japan.
Yeah, but she did fly from Taipei to Japan. Now, when you pack...
When you pack, you should consider the weather in each of your ports of call. Ports of call being the places where a ship will temporarily stop.
Okay, all right. And on your Disney cruise, how many ports of call were there?
There were five.
Okay.
Two in the Caribbean, two in Mexico, and then one at Disney's private island.
Okay. Now, on Naomi's trip, they made stops in a variety of places, a variety of climates.
That's right. They went to sunny Kobe, Japan, as well as sunny Vancouver, but they went into some very cold areas. She calls them frigid temperatures, and frigid is a word we use describing an extremely cold part of the world, mm-hmm. and she found those in Hokkaido and Alaska.
All right, so, and then she goes on to say, well, here's the range of clothes that she had. She wore short sleeves in one place and then a winter jacket, and this was all within the same week. So you need to be prepared with a variety of clothes. Now, for life aboard, think about...
Well, think about whether you'll want to use the gym or the swimming pool. You should know that cruises have these sorts of facilities, so don't just pack normal clothes. If you want to work out, pack workout clothes. If you want to go swimming, pack a swimsuit.
Well, if you do forget something, don't worry. They have plenty of shops on board, and you can go and buy whatever you need. Of course, you'll be paying a premium, won't you, Josh?
Yes, yes. They do have lots of shopping available on the ship. She goes on to say that a dress code is often enforced in the dining room. And when a restaurant or a company has a dress code, that means that they have a way that they expect you to dress. And that can be formal. In companies, we often say business casual is our dress code, meaning we don't want you wearing jeans and flip-flops, but you don't need to wear a suit either. And some of these dining settings on the ships can be very fancy. And they'll tell you ahead of time, well, tonight is Captain's Night, and we're all going to be wearing sport coats and blazers for the men, and the women will be wearing dresses. Or they even have formal nights, Bill, where people dress up to the nines, we say. Just incredible outfits.
Now, first off, semi-formal. And what's that mean, semi-formal?
Well, for a girl, I think you should be wearing a dress, but it doesn't need to be a full-length dress. You can wear knee-length or below the knee.
Okay.
It should be nice, nicer than what you'd wear to the office, but don't think about, like, a big fancy dance. Maybe you would call a wedding semi-formal.
Okay, and then for men, they would wear, like, a sports coat or jacket, like...
Not a tuxedo or a fancy
suit,
but a... Yeah, you're right, like a sports coat.
Okay, and then as Josh mentioned, they will have these dinners where they are formal, and the men are expected to dress up in a very nice suit, a tuxedo.
Yes, a tuxedo or a suit, and the women, wow, I was just blown away. Some of these women had incredible dresses on our cruises. They looked like they were going to go have dinner at the White House.
That's right. They're ready for the Academy Awards.
Right.
They look like some of those actresses on the runway.
If you have a beautiful full-length gown with no occasion to wear it for, take it on a cruise.
This is it. this is your chance. So,
did you bring your prom dress on your high school cruise?
You know, I may have. I may have, because that is the other place that you wear your prom dress. I know I brought one or two very nice dresses. It may have been my prom dress. I'm not sure.
For those of you who don't know, a prom dress, a prom, P-R-O-M, is a very fancy dance event that we go to in high school in America, junior and senior years of high school. And that's the event, social event of the year near the end of the school year. And that's where everybody, even high school guys, get dressed up in a tuxedo, and the young ladies get dressed up in these beautiful formal dresses. And so Joanna was just explaining that she got to wear her dress at the prom, and then the only other place she got to wear it was on this cruise.
On the cruise. Now it's in my closet.
And she still has it, like most young ladies do. They just it's like a wedding dress. You got to save the prom dress.
These things are expensive.
And it brings back such fond memories.
Oh, I remember when I was that size. Oh.
That size.
Yes, fond memories.
Me too. I remember when I was that size also. But then at this captain's dinner, which is a special dinner, everybody gets dressed up. They don their dress whites.
Yes. So the ship, they have officers on the ship. It feels like you're almost on a military ship, and the men are donning. When you don something, it just means you're wearing it. But we usually save that for more fancy or formal clothing.
Yep. Okay. Well, before we sign off, Naomi's going to tell you about our Topic Talks.
Have you seen Topic Talks? These are videos that accompany each article, and they're a great way to meet the advanced team. Just go to the advanced page at www.studioclassroom.com and click on Topic Talks. The team provides a summary of each article, insight into particular aspects of the article, and we even perform our radio features in video. If you want to watch Topic Talks on television, they're also available on Zhonghua Telecom's MOD. Check out Topic Talks and let us know what you think.
Okay, listeners, thanks for being here for day one of Anchors Away. Come on back tomorrow for day two of this exciting travel article.